Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
I want to go to Matthew 22nd chapter, 34th verse. When the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Listen, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. I want you to keep that in mind. Now we go over here to the 23rd chapter of Exodus. You shall not repeat or raise a false report. You shall not join with the wicked to be unrighteous witness. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil, nor shall you bear witness at a trial so as to hide with a multitude to pervert justice. Neither shall you be partial to a poor man in his trial because he's poor. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. What is this? Love your neighbor as yourself. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying helpless under his load, you shall refrain from leaving the man to cope with it alone. You shall help him to release the animal. This is a man who hates you. You shall not pervert the justice due to your poor in this cause. Keep far from a false matter. Be very careful not to condemn to death the innocent and the righteous, for I will not justify and acquit the wicked. You shall take no bribe, for the bribe blinds those who have sight and perverts the testimony and the cause of the righteous. Also, you shall not oppress a temporary resident, for you know the heart of a stranger and sojourner, seeing you were strangers and sojourners in Egypt. 6 years you shall sow your land and reap its yield, but the seventh year you shall release it and let it rest and lie fallow, that the poor of your people may eat what the land voluntarily yields. And what they leave, the wild beasts shall eat. In like manner, you shall deal with your vineyard and olive grove. 6 days you shall do your work, but the seventh day you shall rest and keep Sabbath, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your bondwoman and the alien may be refreshed. In all I have said to you, take heed. All I have said to you, take heed. Now, we're working on something here. All I have said to you, take heed. Praise God. Do not mention the name of other gods, either in blessing or cursing. Do not let such speech be heard from your mouth. 3 times in the year you shall keep a feast to me. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. And if we come across something here that rings a bell with you, repent. He said, if someone that hates you, his animal, somebody that hates you, get his donkey out of the mud. Or help him get his car started on a cold morning. And Jesus said it like this. Love those and pray for those that despitefully use you. So this is where Jesus got all this. So three times in a year you keep a feast to me, the feast of unleavened bread. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread as I commanded you. At the appointed time in the month of Abib, for in it you came out of Egypt, none shall appear before me empty-handed. Don't come in here without an offering. There was a man that, and people criticized him terribly. But he'd be preaching healing and he'd just stop and receive an offering. Bless you. And then he'd be going along and he'd just stop and receive another offering. And he'd stop and receive another offering. And then in a little while, he'd pray for the sick. And man, I'm telling you, miracles just flowed. And the Lord said, don't come to me empty-handed. He had to command what Jesus did. Amen. And Solomon, he did that. I'm telling you, he made sacrifice. No telling how long it took to prepare his offering, because he killed half the animals in town. I mean, oxen and sheep and just to worship the Lord his God. Solomon had a huge heart and mind. He was like my spiritual father, Oral Roberts. And you walk into his office, and there it said, make no small plans here. Amen. It's right there on his desk, make no small plans here. Solomon never made a small plan in his life. Everything was better. Everything was better for God. There wasn't enough gold for God. Hallelujah. So, none shall appear before me empty-handed. Also, you shall keep the feast of harvest, or Pentecost, acknowledging the first fruits of your toil, or what you sow in the field. And third, you shall keep the feast gathering booths and tabernacles at the end of the year when you gather in the fruit of your labors in the field. Now, all of this, he's telling them what they must do. He hadn't said a word yet about what he's going to do. But now, these are instructions and corrections. And now we're going to get direction. You shall not offer blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread. Keep it unmixed. Neither shall the fat of my feast remain all night until morning. The first of the first fruits of your ground you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a kid in his mother's milk. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep and guard you in the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Give heed to him. Listen to and obey his voice. Be not rebellious before him or provoke him. He will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. But if you will indeed listen to and obey his voice, and all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversary. When my angel goes before you and brings you to the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, and Canaanites, and Hivites, all theites, the Jebusites, and I reject them and blot them out, you shall not bow down to their gods or serve them or do after their works, but you will utterly overthrow them and break down their pillars and images. You shall serve the Lord your God. He, that angel, shall bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from your midst. None shall lose their young by miscarriage or be barren in your land, and I will fulfill the number of your days. Now, see what a mess up you can do just by taking that one verse out, and it didn't even make sense. You shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and water. That doesn't make sense. And people say, you shall serve the Lord your God, I will bless you. And that's, you have to twist the scripture to get it to say that by not reading the chapter. That causes problems. So, and we'll see that later on. But I wanted to make a point of that. All these things, and God provided everything. Only thing He required, don't come to me empty-handed. That He required that. And don't mess with their other gods. Don't even let the name of them come out of your mouth. In other words, God's saying, I don't want to hear that. I'm your God. Don't bring them up. And I've got an angel here. And he will bless your bread and water. And I'll take sickness from the midst of you. Now, nobody's going to have any miscarriage if you do what I say. Amen. And the length of your days, I will fulfill. Oh. Glory to God. Correction is a vital thing, and it's a wonderful thing. It's part of instruction to correct. And that's good. Go to the book of Acts. In chapter 1, verse 7, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times and the season which the Father has but in his own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, all of Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up in a cloud, received them out of their sight, and while they looked up steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, he said, hey, quit looking up there. Listen, look at us. You men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Now, Hebrews chapter 13. Everybody in here can quote it, but we need to put our eyes on it. Praise God. Verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their manner of life, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, the healer's in the house. Yes. By his spirit. He is here. Now, I mentioned this earlier, but I particularly want to bring it up here again today. My father in the faith, Oral Roberts, since Jesus said this to him the night he was healed. He was dying with tuberculosis, stuttered so badly that he couldn't talk around anyone but his family. But his mother said, no, this is my preacher. I said, this is impossible. He can't even talk. But Brother Muncie came to town with a tent. Glory to God. On the way, Vaden, his brother, and his sister came by there and at the house and got him. The wall next to his bed was splattered with blood where he had coughed blood and spit it over onto that wall. On the way, the word of the Lord came to him and said, I am going to heal you, and you are going to take my healing power to your generation. On the way to that meeting. And so, I mean, he was skin and bones. Vaden just picked him up like a baby and just carried him. And he, oh, Robert's a big man. I mean, he's 6'3" in his stocking feet. But he was just nearly dead. He just carried him. They took the back seat out of the car and just set it out there and boy, he on that car seat, listening to Brother Muncy preach healing. And he said, bring that young man up here to me. And so they brought him up there. And he said, young man, he instructed him and he said, now, take a deep breath. Brother Muncy didn't know anything about the stuttering. They didn't mention that. I mean, tuberculosis was killing him. He said, take a deep breath. And Oral said, when he took that breath, he said, breath went all the way down. Before that, he just, and cough. He said, it went all the way down. And then he asked him his name, and he gave him his name, and told him, did not stutter a bit, walked away from that place healed with healing to his generation on his heart and mind. Well, he was pastoring a little church in Enid, Oklahoma, and he kept preaching, and they kept smiling, and nothing happened. And he just kept preaching and preaching healing, and yes, yeah, oh, yeah, isn't our little preacher good? And he just kept, you know, nothing happening. And he just got so burdened with that. And he did have a situation where one of the men in his church dropped a car engine or something on his foot, and blood was coming out of his boot, and they said, rush over there, and so he did, and he came in there, and that anointing just came on him, and he just reached down there and touched his foot, and the power of God hit his foot. And he got up and was completely, totally healed. And they said, Oral, what'd you do? He said, I don't know. But he got so desperate. He couldn't sleep. He was so desperate for what he had heard that night. He was so desperate for it. He was so desperate for that healing anointing. He got to the place. He didn't think about anything else. He didn't pray anything about anything else. And he wound up one day in the floor of the kitchen on his face just crying out to God, crying out to him for it. Said he'd wake up in the night praying over it, just dreaming about it. It totally took over his being. Now, I said all of this, and I know you all know this, but those watching online, and there are people yet today, well, I just don't know if it's God's will. But I know, but is it God's will for me? Not one person came to Jesus. One man did, and he sobbed it forever. the leper that fell down before him and said, I know you can if you will. Will you make me clean? In one translation, Jesus said, of course I will. Of course I will. Now, why would he say that? Well, let's go to John chapter 4. Now, since these are covenant words, we'll see in a moment why it's necessary to put our eyes on them. Why do we call this the Word of God? Because it is His bond. And a letter with your name on it is as good as face-to-face. And that's what this is. Amen. Is he a man that he should lie? Will he promise and not bring it to pass? No. The scripture says he watches over his word to perform it.
This year, experience Wide Open Faith at the Southwest Believers Convention, right here in the beautiful city of Fort Worth in the great state of Texas.
You tend to yourself and you show love and you show compassion and you walk strong and you walk right because power follows that. Power follows holiness. Power follows righteousness. Power follows it. The power to deliver. The power to stand healed and whole and well. The power to have plenty, the power to be supplied, the power to snatch people out of hell follows a church that is separated unto Him. We are supposed to be praying, and I'm not supposed to be preaching, but I cannot help myself.
This year, experience Wide Open Faith at the Southwest Believers Convention. So come get a taste of Texas and save the date for August 1st through the 6th for the Southwest Believers Convention. Register today at kcm.org/southwest.
Hallelujah.
Did you know the word in the Bible for salvation is the same word for healing? God's power that saved you is just as available to heal you. Get Gloria Copeland's audio teaching, Healing School, and find out how divine health is yours through your covenant in Christ. For over 50 years, Gloria Copeland has taught on God's healing and helped people around the world be transformed through the power of God's word. The Bible says He heals all your disease. He's not just able, He's willing. When you know God's will, your thinking, speaking, and praying changes to be full of faith in what He says. Sickness is from the enemy, so learn to submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil through the Word of God, and the enemy will flee from you. Understand that healing was God's idea, not man's. Receive the love and mercy of God, who calls Himself your healer. Be a student of the Word of God and grow your faith as you go to Healing School with Gloria Copeland. Go to Healing School with Gloria Copeland. Request your free audio teaching on MP3 disc or as a digital download on kcm.org/victory offer. You can also request your copy when you call 877-615-4267. God has made healing available to you through Jesus. Take hold of what is yours today. Offers good for 60 days. Outside of the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Happy Independence Day.
Happy birthday, America. Today is July 4th, and we're celebrating Independence Day here in the United States of America. This nation was established on biblical principles, and we have a covenant with Almighty God. We honor and thank God today and every day that He is our God and we are His people. We love Him and we love this country. Let's stay engaged in faith for our nation. Every believer around the world can stand in faith for their nation. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, "Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for our nation. And Father, I'm reminded right now that those around this world, Lord, that they would also lift up their nations and all those who are in authority. We pray for a wind of the Spirit to blow in all the corners of this world. We pray for there to be a mighty awakening to the things of God and your purpose. And Father, we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Stay connected to Kenneth Copeland Ministries through our website, kcm.org. You'll find many free resources to help you stay strong in faith, including videos and articles that you can share and post. It's also a great way to receive ministry updates and special messages. Make kcm.org your go-to place for word-based teaching to build your faith. Tomorrow, Brother Copeland takes us through the Word to see connection between believing God's Word and receiving your healing. This is Duane Munoz reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.